This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
Tom, I am well rested after a week and change. Of a vacation.
A European vacation. National Lampoon's European.
Classic European, National Lampoon's situation. A classic National Lampoon's Van Wilder situation.
A week and some change. That's like for America, that's like a very long vacation.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's the longest I've ever been away from home. And I was having a great time, but like... But I went to, we did shows in London.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
People heard them last week.
Yeah. And then we went.
Well, they heard one of them.
Then.
The other one's too hot for TV.
It actually is, right?
Yeah.
Or just like not good enough to be released
not
on
not good enough for podcasts.
Ooh, not good enough for podcasts. Ooh, that's rough stuff right there.
Yeah, imagine paying £15 to come to it.
Yeah, sorry guys. and then you came back home.
Yeah, so I'm not I'm not wishy-washy about America.
Tom, I was trying out some new things.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? Enough of this. I need to get back to America.
So many people have told me to leave this country that I'm a disgrace.
Yeah.
So I decided to check out some other places.
You were trying to make everybody guilty so that they'd be like, no, Tim, we were just saying that. Come back.
Turns out nobody noticed I was even gone.
No.
It's a real shame. I went to Paris.
You thought it was going to be a this is your life situation.
Yeah. Wait, this is your life?
No. What's the name of the movie I'm thinking of?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. This is your wonderful life.
Do you remember?
Everybody wishes I went to Europe. No, Tim, look, this is how everybody's life would be screwed up if you went to Europe.
Tom, I didn't see one mime in Paris.
What? You weren't in the right. Were you in the mime district?
I thought the entire dang city was the mime district.
Nah, I think they corralled them all together now.
Ooh.
They got to stay in one district. And the sickest thing is they just told them that that's the barricade. And, you know,
so there's a wall here.
Yeah,
boys.
They're all pushing up against it. Like, no, they can't get out.
Yeah, one of them thinks they can scale the wall by climbing a rope, but he's not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
He's just, it's almost as if the rope is coming down.
Right. One of them did manage to break out one time, but somebody threw an invisible lasso around him and just dragged him back.
One of his fellow mimes.
Yeah. It's a sick turn of events.
Yeah, they feed on each other like lobsters in a bucket.
Is that true?
According to an Aquabats song.
Oh, okay.
Lobsters in a bucket. If one of them tries to get out, the rest will claw them back in.
Oh, that's probably just because lobsters are dumb, right?
How dare you?
Like, they're probably...
They're scary, and so you just think they're dumb?
I don't think they're trying to drag the other one back in. They're probably just like, oh, that guy's getting out. Let's climb over him.
Don't you think we should have just, since the beginning of time, just left lobsters alone?
No, they're delicious.
No, they're not.
They are. You're a vegetarian.
Tom, I ate meat for 35 years.
Yeah, well, try it. You should have tried a lobster.
I had lobster.
It's just
unless you put lemon all over it.
Yeah, it's a great way to just eat lemon and butter.
Yeah, but you can do that on...
It's not as good.
Corn flakes.
No, you don't want that. You want lobster because it doesn't really have a taste.
What? Corn flakes don't have taste?
Yeah, they do. They taste like corn.
You're thinking of Frosted Flakes.
Mm.
Yeah, I like Frosted Flakes. Man, they fooled me when I was a kid, man. I think my parents.
Okay,
I think they gave me
Tony the Tiger.
A bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios once. And I was like, and I was like, this is great. I love this. And then they transitioned over to
Thank
Cheerios.
Thank you, mother and father.
And like Cheerios, which tastes like cardboard. But I think I was like, I remember really loving this last time.
Yeah.
Not realizing that they had made the switch.
Yeah,
the
something
same
must be wrong with me.
Yeah. It's like, I guess I do like this.
Yeah. I wasn't like given Frosted Flakes, but I was occasionally given Corn Flakes with like a little sugar sprinkled on it.
Ooh, the old fashioned way.
Did you
live on a farm?
I lived in old times.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it was more like my parents would eat Corn Flakes and they would be like, well, like, you know, if we're going to convince him to eat it, we got to put like a, you know, half a teaspoon of sugar on it.
We weren't allowed to have quote unquote sugar cereals at my house. So we had like boring cereals. Except my dad really liked Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm. He might to this day. I don't know. I don't see it.
So, he's like those bakers.
They were hilarious. Wilhelm was one of them, I think.
Yeah, it sounds about right. There were three, I believe.
Yeah, they were bumbling, let me tell you. And
they managed to make a good cereal, so.
Yeah.
That's what history will remember them by.
They're bumbling, but God damn it. Whatever they did was some kind of magic.
I mean, they turned one type of breakfast food into another type of breakfast food. A lot of the cartoon commercials focus on them like shrinking toast, if I'm not mistaken.
I just remember them going, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, they were good singers,
They were good singers. They would harmonize. Were they based on the Three Stooges?
No, I don't think so. Because there wasn't like a Mo. There wasn't like a mean one, was there?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Mo was pretty mean, by the way, but I don't want to talk about that right now. But my dad.
Of course, Mo was pretty mean.
my dad liked Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so like it was in the cereal cupboard where we kept the other bland cereals. Mm-hmm. And I think he just like told us like, oh no, this is also a healthy cereal. So I would eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day and just be like, I grew up thinking like, this is the healthy cereal. And I was like, I'd never have Fruity Pebbles, but
I mean,
Cinnamon
it's
Toast
literally sparkling with sugar.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm dumb.
Yeah, but wait.
I was a kid.
What was the advantage? What was the purpose of him telling you that it was healthy?
Because look, if they had been like, hey, whatever cereal you want.
Yeah.
We would have had Honey Smacks. We would have had Cocoa Puffs. We had Sugar Crisp, Super Golden Crisp or whatever. But no, he was like, no, they were like, oh, no, only like bland, like Life cereal.
So they said only healthy cereal, but we'll lie about one of these and say it's healthy.
Yeah, so my dad could eat it because he wanted it.
Why is that so much different than just letting you eat, Lucky Charms or whatever?
Because they didn't, like, if they gave me, Tom, I wasn't allowed to have that kind of cereal in my house.
Yeah.
And we didn't, like, eat real healthy or anything, but still, freshman year of college, all I ate was quesadillas and Lucky Charms. My parents paid for the meal plan, which was probably so, and it was
thousands
just,
of dollars.
Yeah, and I would eat cheese quesadillas and Lucky Charms and nothing else.
Yeah.
So if they let me have Lucky Charms,
you would have been eating T-bone steaks. You would have had a more refined palate.
Yeah,
in,
that's true.
In college.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how my trip to Paris went.
But that didn't explain anything about it. You said there weren't mimes, and I forget why you even talked about cereal.
Oh, can I tell you about the bread consumption in Paris?
I'm afraid there's not enough time. It's all our time for this week.
Tom, I got to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a lazy stereotype.
Yeah.
You walk around the streets like 9:30, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
People are on their way to their jobs. It's Paris. It's France. It's more like 11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But they're like on their way to work.
Have to go up in the art gallery.
Or dropping their kids off of school. But guess what? Everybody's got a baguette on them. And they're just carrying the big baguette and just ripping off pieces and eating it as they walk around.
Yeah.
Everybody you pass on the street, they're just eating baguettes all day. It's wonderful.
Did you have any baguettes?
Yeah, I had so many.
What'd you think?
Only thing that I ate there mostly was just cheese and butter on a baguette.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can go wrong with that in Paris.
You can't. I ate it all the time.
You would go into like the bread shops and be like, what would you say? Le pain.
I wouldn't say anything because guess what happened? We went in and we were getting croissants. And my wife speaks some French. And we went to this place, and this is how much the French hate us, because they said like "musulman" or whatever, and
what was the traditional French greeting? "Musulman"?
No, they were like saying like
"bonjour."
They said "bonjour" first, and then I knew that. But then they'd say something to my wife, and my wife would be like "oui." Right? That means yes.
I know what that
means.
And
then they'd go like "musulman," right? And then she went "un croissant," right? And this one, the first time we went in to get a croissant,
she says, "Pronounced croissant."
No, she went, "Huh?" And she's like, "un croissant," mm-hmm. And like she made her say it like five times, and then she was like, "Ah, croissant," and then got a croissant, and it was
like,
so demeaning.
This is a croissant
like,
shop.
You knew what she was saying, right. And you knew she was American, and you saw me with my goofy grin on, like, "What's going on here?" But
Why does it smell like BO in here?
I ran out of deodorant when I was in Paris.
When in Paris.
Jesus Christ. I had to go to four pharmacies before I found a place that sold deodorant.
It was probably just like a placebo. Probably didn't. Was it just called like American deodorant?
No, it all advertised 72-hour protection.
No, that's too long.
It's like, if you're not taking a shower in 72 hours.
Yes, no, there is no 24 hours is the most anybody promises.
Yeah, and then you shower.
Yeah, you don't need 72 hours. You only need 3 days worth of deodorant.
Maybe if you're going to go live in the woods.
Yeah.
Maybe a mountain man will have a 72 and maybe even a 96 hour.
Well, on a mountain man, they're going to be sweating too. No deodorant's going to really keep them in check. There was a guy on the subway yesterday. He had the worst body odor. And like I just sat down. And then
sitting down on the subway, huh, Tom?
Yeah, I'm always sitting down on the
subway. Those seats
could
be used for women.
Oh, because women can't do what men do and stand sometimes. Pregnant women can't stand. No, I sit on the subway all the time so I can read.
I got up for a pregnant woman recently, and she went like this, "Thanks." Like all like sarcastically, like, "Oh, if you're going to make me sit, I guess I'll sit." It's like, oh.
You're like, "I didn't get you pregnant."
I did say that. But also, it's like, I'd never sit down on a subway. You know this about me. Like,
yeah, you're afraid of being
If there's one person standing on the subway, I will get up. And I won't be like, "Take my seat." I'll just like also stand because I don't want to be shamed on the internet. Like,
well, that's an unreasonable way to live your life.
It's not unreasonable. And one of us is going to be canceled and I'm going to be laughing.
No, you're going to get posted on the internet. It's going to be like, "Oh, the man who thinks he's too good to sit next to a woman." He'd rather stand.
Sorry, there was a smelly person.
I sat down, and then, like, right as I sat down, this guy went and held the bar, like, right above me.
Oh, no.
And I think we've talked about this. We both have the same irrational fear that when you smell somebody's body odor, you assume it's you.
Oh, of course.
And you're like, "Oh, no, I smell horrible."
If anybody doesn't think that, they're a monster.
Right.
Yeah.
But this was like so bad that pretty much immediately I was like, "No, there's no way that's me." Like, that's definitely this dude who just lifted up his arm right above my head. And it was so bad that, like, I got to the point where I was like, "I don't care." Like, I'm covering my nose because I feel like I'm going to puke. This smells so bad. But I was mostly just, like, upset because I thought the two people sitting on either side of me thought it was me.
That's
why I was kind of like, "No, it's not me." And then luckily the guy moved down a little bit and I saw a woman like two down go like, "Whoa." And
that's
I was like,
what
oh, all right.
you did the elementary school when somebody farts, the best way to make it known that it wasn't you who farted is you put your shirt over your whole bottom of your face.
Yeah, people listening can't tell unless they have a very attuned ear, but Tim just did it himself.
Yeah, I thought it might affect the way my voice sounds.
You know this show, The Masked Singer?
Yeah, I fell asleep watching it last night. It gave me nightmares.
I didn't know that they sing through the mask.
Yeah,
that
it's
seems
all
like
pre-recorded.
Oh, is it? Yeah, oh, that makes even... Oh, okay. Because I was impressed by like some of these people.
You think that one guy was Martin Short?
Do they not always show who the guy is?
No. Oh, you don't know the premise of The Masked Singer?
I mean, I saw a clip of Ninja, the Twitch guy.
Oh, I don't know what
former
that is.
Twitch guy, an Wait. Online gamer.
He's not a, he wasn't outed as an anti-Semite or?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No. I think he's like pretty.
So he was.
Family friend. That's like his whole thing, I think.
Okay. I'm not going to say slurs on my channel.
Yeah,
that's my
gonna
whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try my best.
And he rockets to the top of the charts.
Yeah, and he winds up on The Masked Singer. But I was like, oh, I mean, he doesn't have a great voice, but I was like, hey, he's doing like better than I would do. He's doing, you know, better than I would assume, but it makes a lot more sense that it's
especially they're dancing around a lot and they're not trained singers. They'd be out of breath. And also the mask would get in the way. It wouldn't be as clear as that.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I was like, how is it so clear through the mask?
Pre-recorded, Tom.
Yeah. And I was just impressed that he was like staying on beat, that he was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how can he hear anything in that?
Yeah. Well, a great TV show. It gave me horrible, horrible nightmares.
Yeah,
last
it's
night.
Just like people wearing like mascot-esque outfits.
Yeah, but like grotesque mascot outfits. Well, this has been the Masked Singer recap. Catch it Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on Fox 5.
Is, the Masked Singer cast. Probably be better. Probably be a better show if that's what this show was. Well, Tim, this week we're not talking. Stay tuned for the Masked Singer spinoff podcast. But this week we're doing a show about spas.
It's spa week here on the Complete Guide to
Boy,
Everything.
Boy, I wish. Man, if it was spa week, if we were doing this in a spa, we are doing this in a spa. I forgot people can't see. We can just lie.
Yeah. I'm in a... What's that?
That's some of the steam.
Ooh.
What do you mean, what's that? Can you feel it? Can you see it?
I have cucumbers over my eyes, so I can't see anything.
I made a tragic mistake. It's actually a snake. A snake has gotten into the spa with us.
Tom, why are we doing spas this week?
Because I went to a spa this week.
Ooh.
This week passed.
Yeah. What was the impetus for this?
The impetus was that, like,
you're a fancy lad.
I am a fancy lad, but I'm a fancy lad 24/7, Tim. So it.
That's 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
Yeah. I thought it was 7 days a month.
No.
Seems reasonable to do something.
No. So, yeah, you've been traipsing through Europe. You don't know.
Backpacking.
You weren't backpacking. You had a suitcase.
Yeah, my suitcase was so heavy, Tom. I stuffed so many clothes into that suitcase, I had to sit on it to zip it up every time.
Yeah,
like
and
the
you,
Fonz told
and
me.
You didn't even know that you could have just wore the same clothes every day and everybody in France, and they would have just given you a croissant without question.
Yeah. Guess what? I did wear the same clothes every day. nothing worse than dragging around a real heavy suitcase, a bunch of clothes a bunch of clean clothes. And you're just like, I'll just wear the same thing
every
day.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, Tim. That's 100% on you.
Yeah, I know.
It's purposefully stupid.
Yeah, well, I didn't like a lot of the clothes I brought. I don't like the way they look on me.
Well, Tim, every year when we go to Europe, you always say, this year it's going to be a new Tim. I got a whole new wardrobe. And I'm always like, I don't know if that really suits your style.
It's always the same blue button down.
Yeah. But you bring like real flashy.
Oh yeah, but that
clothes.
It always stays in the suitcase. Yeah. Also, a lot of shoes.
You're too self conscious to roll out your new look.
Yeah, one day.
maybe
2020 is my year.
Roll out the new look.
Yeah. Donald Duck costume.
So when I got back from England, My back was killing me. My back was killing me before I got there. The plane ride there made it worse. Being there and, like, you know, sleeping on, like, unfamiliar beds made it worse. What?
Your back is very sensitive to unfamiliar. I don't know what. Well, Tom, what are we doing here?
Well, I slept on that cot that one night. I kept falling asleep on that couch. That couch was so uncomfortable. That was on me. I just kept sleeping on the couch, not falling asleep on the couch. And then the plane ride back, like I fell asleep in a weird position. So then I did that thing where you wake up and you're like, ah, when you're moving, of just like, no, my muscles now think like, sitting with my head drooped down is the default position. Yeah.
The worst is when you're on a plane and you fall asleep in that weird position and you wake up and you know.
Yeah.
And then you're just like,
there's this terror of like, I have to lift my head up and this is really going to hurt.
And then what I wind up doing is like, well, I still want to keep sleeping.
Right. I'll and just go back.
If I like move from this, I'm going to get hurt and that will wake me up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to knowingly go back to sleep or try
to
go back to sleep
worse.
In the same position and just get much, much worse.
So when I got back, I was like, you know, I need a massage. But
with
I was
oils, Tom?
Not necessarily with oils, but I was being a real cheapskate. I was like, oh, I'm only going to get a massage. I had like some Groupon
if
credit.
If I don't have to tip the masseuse.
No. I was like, oh, I have Groupon credit, so I'm only going to get like a massage through Groupon. And there were like a few available, and I looked them up, and they all seem like all the reviews were like, I don't want to deal with this, where it's like, oh, I went to, they were like, this is fine, but like when I went with the Groupon, they told me at the desk or whatever, oh, the Groupon only gets you a light massage. You have to pay to upgrade to a medium or.
Yeah, of course.
No.
It's a bait and switch. That's what Groupons are used for.
Well, and that's why I looked it up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. Like, I should, you know, I'll just go pay for a massage somewhere. Because, like, I'm going to massage to relax. I don't want to have to, like, be on my guard about getting upsold things.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just go to a regular place. Then I'm like, I don't know how to find, like, a good regular place. I'm like, I'll just go any place. Then I'm like, nah, if I go any place, I should just go use this Groupon.
Right.
So I was like, what else can I do? And I was like, oh, I could go to a spa. So I went to a spa.
Where was the spa?
The spa was in New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go that day.
What the hell?
And I didn't go alone, but I didn't go that day. Like, I went on a Saturday.
What in the world?
Yeah.
You traveled to New Jersey to go to a spa? You're in New York City, baby.
Damn, I got such a good deal on this spa. You wouldn't believe it.
I thought money no, it was no object. I thought money no object.
No, I told you money very much was an object.
No, you decided you weren't going to cheap out on it because your back hurt.
No, that was for a massage. But then I decided like, nah, I'm going to be cheap. What else can I do? And I was like, maybe a sauna will sort me out.
So you're talking a spa like a full service situation, right? Like, I'm looking at the spa definition here, Tom.
Uh-huh.
A location where mineral rich spring water and sometimes
no,
seawater
that's like a natural
is
spa.
Used to give medicinal baths.
No, that's a natural spa. I'm talking a spa / sauna.
Okay.
A place to rejuvenate the mind and body.
Right. And you know what I do? You know what you should do? Which if you ever need a cheap massage, Tom.
I'm afraid to ask you.
I think I learned this trick from you. You rent a hotel room. And then you invite somebody to come and talk about their career. And then as they're coming up, you go and you take a shower right before they arrive. And when they arrive, you walk out in a bathrobe, and then you say, like, while we're having our meeting about your career, would you like to give me a massage? Nine times out of ten, they say yes.
Tim, first off, renting a hotel room would probably be more expensive than... But that's not the point. Tim, why did I spend so much time meticulously editing out jokes you made during the live show that were not cool? If you're just gonna come on the regular show and say things like that,
I mean, that's not something I heard it from you telling me how you did that.
I never did that. Tim, nobody would come to me and ask for advice about their career.
Weird. It's a weird move that like Harvey Weinstein and everyone from Harvey Weinstein to Charlie Rose would pull that thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, once anybody saw what they look like naked, how could they resist?
Yeah,
if you heard about, like, you know, some Beefcake doing that, I'd be like, well, yeah, I mean, that. Beefcake, that would be your opening move of, like, hey, check out this, check out how hot I am, but, yeah.
Charlie Rose.
The like, ugliest guys that you could, like, you would never, ever want to see naked in your life that they're like, I know what we'll move. No, but I mean, that's the thing. It's a power move. Like, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Also, I don't think anybody would go to a hotel to meet either one of us to talk about their career.
No.
I don't think they're like, you know who could help my career? Tim or
Tom.
Yeah,
somebody wouldn't even buy me a coffee to talk about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Has anybody ever reached out to you and been like, can I take you out to a coffee and pick your brain?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm married.
You're not married.
No, but I want to, you know, set up the boundaries early on.
Right.
And then when I have the coffee, I say, well, I'm married, but
as you can
it's not
see,
going
I'm not
so
wearing,
well.
I'm not wearing my wedding ring.
I'm currently separated from my wife.
Nice.
It's a whole elaborate plan.
It's a good way to get a massage.
But yeah, so I went to a sauna thinking like, oh, this will be maybe as good. And maybe even better because this will be longer. This
Why
will be
you
like
just
a
do
whole.
Both, you creep.
Well, I kind of did if you listen later in the episode.
Okay. Can we fast forward to that part?
No. But so this was apparently, you know, I'm not an expert, but from what I read online, a fairly traditional Korean sauna. And what that, at least according to this thing, meant. Well, I mean, going there, realized like the vast majority of the clientele were Korean.
Okay.
Like I was one of the few white people there,
wow,
Europeans.
You must have been like, oh, yeah, this is authentic.
Not like that, but I
other
did.
Other white people don't know about
no,
this stuff.
Not like that. It was mostly just
I'm
like.
I'm so open to other cultures.
No, it was mostly like, oh, this is pretty authentic.
Worldly.
No, it was mostly like, this is very authentic. I don't know how this works.
All of these people looked disappointed when I walked in.
Oh, 100%. So one of the things, apparently, let me phrase all this with like, this is what I read. This is what I was told. Like, I'm not an expert. I'm not claiming to be an expert. But one of the things about a traditional Korean spa is that in most of the areas, you're nude, completely nude.
That's at a lot of spas, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but this was, I mean, it's segregated. It's men and women areas.
Oh, men and women.
What?
Men and women.
No.
You said segregated, and I was like, uh-oh.
Not like it's segregated between men and women.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a men's area and a women's area, and there it's not like, oh, you can be naked if you want. It's no, you have to be naked.
Right.
And then there's co-ed area where they give you a uniform to wear.
What kind of uniform?
It's a tuxedo. It's actually extremely uncomfortable to be wearing. It's like the kind of tuxedo you would wear for a catering job. Like that kind of a uniform.
No, really, what kind of uniform? A robe?
No, it's like cotton shorts and like a cotton t-shirt, but it was like the thickest t-shirt I've ever seen in my life.
Thick, huh?
Yeah.
I was thinking it would be thin.
No, it's very thick.
Wow.
Yeah, I shouldn't have stolen one. It's wrong to steal.
I bet you could have bought one.
I don't know. I didn't. Everything was in Korean. I couldn't understand how anything. I don't think I paid for anything. But It's strange being naked in front of a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And when I first got there, like I knew that going
You're
in.
You're usually naked in front of one person that you've invited to your hotel right, room
somebody
to talk about their career.
Somebody asking for career advice.
Yeah.
And I'm pretending like it's an accident.
Yeah. The rope came open. I didn't fasten the tie
the belt.
Thing. The belt.
Yes, the tie thing. No, it was weird because there's like a traditional locker room, and you're in that locker room, you get changed, you get a locker and everything, but then you it's almost like a hotel lobby in there where there's like seats to sit in, like leather seats and stuff. But then that all faces just this like huge glass door, and that's where all the uniforms and towels are. And it's like, and if you go and sit in that chair, you're just going to be presented with a parade of nakedness.
Right.
Like just people coming in and out, stopping at this table to take a towel, dry themselves off, or stopping at the table to take off their clothes and throw them in a bin. So it was a lot. So I just kind of like sat there for a minute to get my bearings. And then I was just like, oh, I just look like a pervert. Like I'm just sitting here like, yeah.
Well, why do they have the chairs there?
Bring
then?
On the parade.
If anybody's who sits in those chairs is going to look like a dang pervert.
I don't know. I mean, it was probably just me thinking that because then again, like at the end of the day when I was like, you know, going through there and drying off, I was like, look at these sick perverts just sitting in this chair. Yeah, take it in, boys. Get a good look. No, don't take pictures. But you go into.
Did you have your phone on you?
No, you can't.
Did you have your Apple Watch on?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't have that.
So, did you have withdrawal symptoms?
Like a little bit, like a few hours in, I was like, I wonder if I'm getting messages and stuff, alerts. But no, because actually.
How did people go out? Before, so I did it for years of my life without thinking like, well, what if somebody died?
Yeah.
How would I know?
Right. I guess I would just have to wait to find out.
Yeah. But very rarely do I get calls that somebody's died.
Right.
So.
And when it does happen, there's usually not a lot you can do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rare that you get one of those calls and you're like, quickly bring them to my chamber.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom, I want to just address something real quick. Have you seen the film Dumbo?
No. The cartoon, yeah.
No.
The live action one? No.
So, you know the story of Dumbo? I watched this on the plane.
It's pronounced Dumbo. You keep saying Dunbo.
No, Dumbo.
Yeah, now you've got
Dunbo.
It.
Was I saying Dunbo?
Yeah.
Weird. All right, I'll own that.
Have you ever seen Dunbo?
Do you know the premise of the film? There's an elephant in the
closet. Tim, Jesus,
at the circus.
Were you eating lead paint while I was in the other room?
No. They come out, and Dumbo is going to do his trick, his famous flying trick, right? And who do you think they have come out to announce him in Tim Burton's film from 20?
It's Michael Keaton, right?
No, Michael Keaton's in it. He's good in it. It's Michael freaking Bluffer.
Oh, really?
And he comes out and he goes, "Let's get ready to Dumbo."
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's...
And it takes place in like
the 20s.
In the 20s. It boiled my blood, and I don't know why.
That's crazy. Like, he is not a well-known...
Yeah, because he came out and he was just like,
that was
"Ladies
thing,
and
like,
gentlemen, boys and
ago.
Girls. And I was like, I know this guy from something. And I was like... Weird. I thought that like this would be a perfect time for a like weird Tim Burton cameo person to come in.
Yeah. It's also weird. Like Tim Burton. Maybe Tim Burton just found out about the Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, he's probably about 20 years behind. Yeah. On. Anyway, I just wanted to address that.
Thank you. I mean, that was very relevant to the conversation. So anyway, back so. I'm naked. I'm in the showering area. There's little stools you can sit on to shower that, you know, a bunch of old butts have been on.
Yeah.
So
the
I didn't
new butts too,
I
probably.
Didn't realize
new-ish.
That there were standing showers. I was terrified when I walked in there.
Why?
Because I was nude, Tim. And somebody could have come up and slapped my ass or yanked on my wiener. Nothing I could do about it.
You could slap people
away.
Yeah,
I guess
I
could go like, hey.
Hey, enough yanking on my wiener.
Don't do that.
The hand gesture you made for somebody yanking on your wiener was priceless, Tom.
But I didn't see the standing showers because they were like kind of behind when you walked in. So I like sat in one of the like little plastic stools to like shower myself.
Yeah.
It's like, this is demeaning. I don't like this. But then there were hot tubs, and the hot tubs are nice. And the hot tubs are like, at least when you're in the hot tubs, it's like, all right, you can't really see me naked. Like, I don't know. It's not as bad. So I did that for a bit, and then I went into the main area with all the saunas.
And now, was this the co-ed area where you had to put on your thick shirt?
I had to put on my thick shirt, my thick shorts. Went in the sauna area.
Were they very soft?
They were. It was pretty nice.
I'm obsessed with this thick t-shirt.
Tim, you wouldn't believe how thick this t-shirt was.
I know.
I'm trying to think of like what I could even compare it to. And words are failing me. It was just a very thick t-shirt.
Wow.
And then there are all these different saunas. Now, Tim, me and you have been to a bathhouse together.
Yeah,
Russian bathhouse in San Francisco, which took place... after, what was it, like 4 or 5 days of camping in Yosemite?
Yeah. It was the grossest I've ever been.
It was the grossest.
It was so cold in Yosemite.
Yeah. It was like nearly
National
froze
Park.
To death. We were there the last like a weekend you could, or week that you could be there.
Yeah, and it was us and a bunch of our friends. And it was so cold that I for the most part, did not change my clothes. Because, like, taking off my pants would have required taking off my gloves. And then just that level of shock and cold.
I did change my clothes. And, like, every time I was, like, shaking so hard, it was, like, hard to get my pants on and stuff.
Yeah, and I was watching you change your clothes, Tom.
What? Oh.
And I thought, well, that's not going to be me. Yeah. I'll just drink in the eye candy here.
Well, I was trying to do it by the fire just to stay warm.
Yeah, it illuminated your shivering nude body.
Yeah, extremely.
It was like 5 days of no showering. I didn't change my clothes at all.
5 days
and hiking.
I was gonna say 5 days of no showering, and like I can only speak for me, but I assume it was the case for you. Like a level of physical exertion I am not used to on a daily basis.
No.
So
considering that we both almost died.
Right. So yeah, like super miles long hikes and yeah, disgusting. And I remember when we had a very long ride back to our friend in San Francisco's apartment, and it was like maybe it was like a 6 hour ride back, I want to say something like that.
Yeah,
five,
probably a little
four,
less, yeah.
Three,
maybe three,
two, one. I think it was like three to the edge of the park, but then like another hour or two into the park. Anyway, it was a while, and it was like on the way back, he was like, oh, I know what we can do. I know this.
Don't come back to my apartment.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah.
We can go to this Russian bathhouse. And I'll say this, that bathhouse, I forget how much it was to get in. It wasn't crazy. It was, what, maybe like $50, $40, something like that?
I have no idea.
Whatever it was worth it for that shower alone. Like that initial shower.
Just
like,
a normal shower.
Just a normal, I would say like a good shower. You know, because it's like a bathhouse. They're going to have
it had, like
nicer,
good water pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like hot as you could imagine if you wanted it that way. It was worth it just for that shower. But then that bathhouse was, I had never been to like a bathhouse before, I don't think. And that place was wacky because it was nude optional, but it was also co-ed.
Yeah.
So there were just like naked women.
See, I didn't know that it was co-ed. Or nude optional. I was just ready to like be in.
Now
my...
you knew that because the friend who took us there was telling us about how he had taken an ex-girlfriend there and she got, and they were both naked and then people were leering at his girlfriend and he was just getting very mad.
Oh, yes, that's true. No, oh, I know what happened.
But I think
it was, there are certain hours where it's nude optional.
Well, and I also thought, like, even when he told us that, I was like, I bet you guys were like the only two naked people there. I bet like, you can't get naked, but it's like one of those like, but people don't.
Yeah. And I, all I know is I was wearing a bathing suit, walking around or whatever. Did they give us something to cover up with? I was not walking around nude.
No, I think we had bathing suits with us, maybe.
I stepped out of the shower and, saw just a room full of like, naked men and women. I was like, what happens in here?
Yeah, what is this, Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
I wish it was Eyes Wide Shut. I love that movie. Did you ever see that movie?
Once, like a long time
ago. I never saw it. It seems too scary. Is it scary?
I don't think it's. You're just scared of people in mass.
Yeah. You got that right.
But yeah, that I've never heard of that. I think that's like a San Francisco thing.
Eyes Wide Shut?
No, the
Stanley Kubrick's last film.
The co-ed naked.
I've heard of co-ed naked lacrosse.
Right. But co-ed naked spa? And I just remember like being in a sauna at one point. Yeah, they had like little wooden saunas or whatever. And being in a sauna and like a few people were in there. And then like people left and I realized it was just me and like a fully nude woman. And I was just like, oh, this
shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is like there's no way she can feel comfortable with me in here while she's completely nude and there's nobody else here. This has to be like a scary situation for her. I'm going to get out. So I got out of the sauna and walked into like they have one of those cold pools.
Yeah.
And there was like a completely nude woman in her 20s who is like gonna go in but was scared, and then like three men in their like 40s and 50s also nude, like, no, come on, do it, no, come on, do it. I'm like,
was she scared because it was cold or because the three nude
was scared because it was cold, like she was like laughing with they were not in it, they were just like crowded around. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Could you imagine not being ashamed of your body?
Well, and that was the thing.
Never, like, in a million years.
There were so many. That was perhaps the most, like, you know, unsettling thing of it, was that, like, a lot of these women were very attractive. It wasn't like I was, like, you know, old women walking around. It was like,
why
can't
old women be attractive, Tom?
Because they're old, Tim, and I'm young. I mean, very young boy. No, it was like, oh, wow, these are like young people that are in like very good shape walking around nude. This makes me extremely uncomfortable. And then like our friend he was like, oh, I have a friend who's going to come down and meet us. And he came over and he's like, oh, hey, guys. And he was just completely naked. I was like, I don't like meeting somebody for the first time and they're naked.
Yeah, like I see he really, like, went to shake our hands.
Yeah, he was like, oh.
I've never had a conversation with a naked person.
Yeah, like, oh, Tom, I've heard a lot about you. I'm John. Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. And there's your dick. And he was like, well, now you're making it uncomfortable.
Yeah, that. He's like, well, yes, that is.
Give him a quick
yank. Could you stop yanking on it, please?
Give him a quick yank, a slap on the ass. It's like, whoa, 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 we don't do that here. I was like, nah, you don't? That was my understanding.
So yeah, that was a weird, like, I just felt like everybody.
To be clear, none of us got nude.
No, I was in a bathing suit the whole time. Yeah. I was in like a 1920s beach bathing suit.
Yeah, it was a big one piece.
Yeah, it was like
black and white stripes covered everything.
One of the people at the circus when Michael Bluffer was saying, "Let's get ready to Dumbo,"
like the strong man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that was like my only previous experience, I think, with a spa before this spa.
I went into that eucalyptus spa sauna a lot.
Yeah, that sauna was great. So that was my one critique of the of a Korean style spa.
No.
Listen, that,
here we go.
The saunas themselves, I could not tell like a distinct difference between them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you couldn't read what's there because it was in Korean.
Well, no, I mean, they had Korean signs, but then it was translated into English as well. But the English was it was like a big long paragraph, but a lot of it was like,
what? Why was there a paragraph?
Because a lot of it was like, oh, this is this
no,
act.
They could take out the O. Oh, you see, the thing with this sauna is this.
Just very big O's. No, it said things like, this activates the bioenergy latent. It was like a bunch of hooey. Oh, yeah. Like, this is a gold pyramid-shaped sauna, and the gold pyramid activates your...
Was there really a gold pyramid-shaped sauna?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, like, right up your alley, that kind of shit.
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I went in, and I was like, oh, this feels like the other sauna. So there were a lot of things that were... This has these gems in it. And that helps with this. And it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't believe in all that stuff. So I couldn't really tell the difference going from most of the saunas to others. Although, like, going through them a bunch, I was like, I like this one more. I can't really tell why. It doesn't feel like it's necessarily hotter or colder. And that was the difference with that bathhouse. They had, like, a digital thermometer telling you exactly how hot all of them were. This place didn't have anything like that. Mm. And it would tell you things like, this has humidity or no humidity, or this has eucalyptus or whatever. The eucalyptus one was great. You had to cover your face so it hurt.
Not me.
Oh, well, you're a very brave man.
Yeah, I'm one with the koalas.
This one had
eucalyptus trees?
Yeah.
Koalas?
Yeah.
All right.
This one had a cold room.
I don't want that.
The opposite of a sauna. It was like going into a meat locker.
I've been in one.
It was all frozen pipes and signs saying, don't touch the pipes.
Really? Did you touch the pipe a little bit, though?
I really wanted to touch the pipe, but it seemed like there might be an alarm or something.
There's no alarm. You would have just gotten hurt.
You had to sit on a like a wooden stump in that one. Mm-hmm. And when I sat on that wooden stump, that stump was cold too, which I don't know why I didn't expect that, but it was really threw me off. But the craziest sauna that I went in at that place.
This is going to be good.
They had a sauna in there. And I thought, I was like, oh, this thing's mistranslated or something. Because it said it was 200 degrees Celsius, which is around 400 degrees Fahrenheit. It's like, no, that's like an oven. That can't be true.
And that's like an oven that's like at one of its hottest settings.
Maybe if you have a bad oven.
Tom.
Stop shading my oven.
What's the highest you've cooked something in an oven?
475.
475?
Yeah.
No, 450.
But they go hotter than that.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, you've never really made an oven that much hotter than that.
No, I mean, the only point of reference
A lot of people put things in at 300, 325. This is hotter than your typical.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like if you're just warming something up.
That's not true, Tom.
Well, I guess if you're cooking something for a long time.
Yeah.
I never cook anything for a long time.
You're too impatient, Tom. Yeah.
So,
you want to eat those Totino's pizza rolls.
Exactly. And that's literally what I thought when I looked at it. I was like, 400 degrees, that's what I cook a frozen pizza at in the oven. Well, am I a frozen pizza? What's going to happen to me? And there were people, the first time I saw this, there were what I presume were like Asian Americans. They were younger. And I overheard their conversation. And this one girl said to her friends, like, no, I'm not like Korean. I'm not going in that. I can't do it. And I was like, oh, this is like somebody who's Korean American. And they're like, no, this is only for real Koreans. Right. So that scared the hell out of me.
Did you go in?
I eventually went in. This thing was so hot, Tim. You had to take, what were they made out? They were like burlap blankets. You would have to take two of them to cover your one to sit on, one to cover yourself, because you couldn't like leave yourself exposed. You would start to cook. You would start to crisp up. And then there was a woman who would just yank a rope to open the door when you went up to it. And then she would yank the rope to let you out because like you couldn't touch the door. The door was too hot.
Yeah.
So you go inside. And it's very small in there. And boy, it's intense because you go in there and there's maybe 10 people in there and they're all just covered. It's so quiet except for like the roar of like a fire underneath or whatever. So you go in, it's just like, and everybody's covered. It looks like you're walking. It's almost pitch black. It looks like you're walking into like a cult ritual, and it's the hottest you've ever felt anything in your life. And you sit down and you immediately just like sweat like you've never sweat before. I mean, I was in there for 5 hours. No, I was in there for, I don't know, maybe it felt like around 5 minutes. It was probably less than 5 minutes. I don't know how long you're supposed to stay in there. I think what you're supposed to do is actually like spend like hours going in and out of it. Like, yeah, you can only take so much, but you're supposed to do it a lot.
I would be afraid that would kill me.
That's 100% what I was afraid of. And actually, like, when we decided to get up and leave, the immediate thought that went to my head was, they've locked the door. They've locked the door and they're going to kill us. And holy moly, did that make me, like, have a sudden panic.
You didn't think about that until 5 minutes after? I would have never gone in. I would have been like, they're gonna lock the door.
No, I mean, I thought about it, but then when I got up to leave, I was sure that they had done it. And even to the point where there was like, I don't even think there was a delay, but maybe there was like a second delay of the woman opening the door up. And I was like, oh, she left and a thing fell and the thing's blocking the door and we'll all be dead before anyone even knows.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. But it was still, boy, it was crazy. I would do it again. Like, it was very intense. And that was why, like, when I went in, how I, convinced myself that I was like, you know, if you go in And it's just like too much. You can just go back out. And actually, the person who went in right before me,
was just like, nope.
Yeah, literally walked halfway in and went like, nope, turned around and like pushed past us. And
now,
left.
Did you find that girl and the Korean American girl and go, well, it seems I'm Korean.
Yeah, it seems I'm more Korean than you.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I saw her again. I went in the women's locker room to see if I could find her.
Smart.
But
that's a logical place to
live. But everybody was nude. So it's like, well, I don't think I'd recognize her. I guess everybody was wearing uniforms, so I wouldn't have been able to tell by the clothing either. But yeah, that was, oh, and then I got, what I said earlier when I said, well, I'll talk about it later in the episode. Tim, I did get a foot massage.
Ugh.
And I kind of, you know what? Like,
ugh. You creep.
I was like looking
you at. You creep. You paid someone to touch your feet.
I was looking at the prices and, you know, they were like, oh, you like you want a massage? And I just kind of panicked and was like, oh, OK. And I picked the foot massage because I thought like, oh, that's going to be like slow, like shorter and cheaper or whatever. Like, I'll get something so I can say I got a massage.
Oh, your cheapness is.
Well, no, because like I really didn't want a massage.
Yeah, you did. No, that was the whole idea.
I really did want a massage. Tim, I regret it so much because a shoulder massage was the same price, and that's what I desperately needed.
Yeah, Tom.
Tim, I've never gotten a real foot massage.
Yeah.
All my foot massages in the past have been from people looking for career advice.
Mm-hmm.
But... this, holy moly, it was intense. It was like too much. This guy, his hands were so strong. And like he was doing these things again. I can't put this clearly through audio, but he like took his thumb like this. He made like a fist with the thumb sticking out kind of. And would just like drill it into the individual toes. And
did your feet feel good afterwards?
Yeah. But at the time, like, and there was a poster, you know, they have like those posters of feet. Yeah, like a poster. Like if you walk by like a massage place and sometimes they'll have like a, it looks like an anatomical poster of.
Okay.
So this had like a poster of a foot. With like all the bones and like, you know, all the
tendons and stuff.
Yeah, the tendons and everything labeled. And I just keep looking at that thinking like, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. It was the first time I've ever felt my toes feel, you know, like when you see the bone, like your foot bones, like you see a picture of the bones in a feet and you're like, that's weird. My toes, like they end in like little points. You know, the bones.
Where the fuck are you going with this?
Have you ever seen a picture of the bones in your feet and the bones? You're like, those bones, like the foot.
Like the fact that your toes end?
Yeah. And they end in like a point.
I have not examined these anatomical
like,
foot
you've
drawings
seen, like,
that you've.
Like finger bones end kind of in points. Not like super sharp points, but it's not like the end of your finger bone is like rounded off.
Yeah, okay.
When this guy was digging into my toes, I was like, this is the first time I've ever felt the points of those bones.
Oh, because they were being driven into.
They were being driven into. So, you know, normally you're under the illusion because of toenails, like, my foot ends like. My toes.
You've given a lot more thought to the foot than
I
ever have.
My toes end in a somewhat rounded way.
That's not a thought I've
my
ever
had.
My
toes are like fairly.
Not something I've pondered at any point in my life. But,
like,
okay.
Like you look at your toes and you think like my toes are the same width more or less all the way through from beginning to end. But when he was drilling into my toes, it was like, that is not the case. My toes end in
points. Everything I thought I knew was wrong.
And this hurts.
My whole world is crashing down around me.
And this hurts so bad. Tim, you should go and get one of these foot massages.
I'm not gonna.
Because I'm curious how similar the treatment that they give you is to like working in a butcher shop. Because there were some moves he was doing where I was like, are you trying to like separate the bones from the muscle here? Like there was one move where he took like his, like the I guess like the, what do you call this?
A fist?
No, but like the meat of your palm kind of. Oh. When you make a fist and you got the meat part, like if you do this in your hand.
Yeah.
I guess they can't tell. I'm not doing a fist. I'm doing the bottom.
The bottom. So like if you make a fist, if right? Now, everybody at home, make a fist.
Yeah.
And then just below your pinky, you'll notice it, like make a real hard fist. You'll notice like a soft accumulation of all the skin that has nowhere else to go.
And muscle. That's like muscle. There's a lot of muscle there. I was going to say, imagine this. You're sitting at dinner and you want your dinner. So you put the utensils in your hand and you start slamming the table. I want dinner.
The part that's hitting the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was just running that along the side of my foot, like the pinky side of my foot, the outer edge of my foot, just like over and over, like so hard. And it just felt like it was scraping the skin off of the bones of my feet.
That's probably good. Imagine you got a full body massage that way.
I know. And the whole time I was like, this is what my shoulders could really use.
The thing that you were doing this whole traveling to New Jersey for.
And they gave me this, like, you know what? They gave me this tea that I was like, this tea tastes gross. And then I drank it all and I was like, that tea's kind of nice. I don't know what kind of tea it was. Kind of tasted like a beef broth. It might have been a beef broth.
Maybe.
Yeah, so that was intense, and like I was also scared because he was like doing things with individual toes, and he was so freaking strong that I was like, this man could just like snap all my toes, just be like, you know what, I don't like you, snap, before I could do anything.
I like you and I have the same instincts. You go somewhere, you're like, they're gonna lock me in an oven. They're gonna break all my toes right. with their bare hands.
Where it's like, hey, you like, you're paying for all this stuff. And
yeah, but they've taken your phone.
True. Who are you gonna call?
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, try and get us canceled. We have your phone in the locker.
Yeah. You can't get anybody canceled if you don't have a phone.
Yeah. So then when it was all over, I went like in a steam room.
Uh-huh.
Well,
a sauna?
Yeah. No. Well, first I got some ice cream. They had a restaurant there too.
Nice.
You had to be dressed in the restaurant. No nudes. I did like an infrared thing. It didn't feel like it necessarily did anything.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of stuff is
hooey,
right? I don't know, maybe not.
It's not, because like infrared pierces, but gets through your skin more than other light.
Cool.
I don't know, but you can't really feel anything. Although like when I was laying there, I was like, I feel nice. Like I don't feel anything, but I feel nice.
Yeah.
That makes
like
sense.
Drugs.
Yeah. No, drugs, you're like, I feel nice.
Yeah, but like mild drugs.
Yeah. Like what? Coffee?
Yeah.
Hey, coffee's a drug, man.
Whoa. Hey, coffee. Caffeine. And cigarettes, man.
Yeah, so when it was all over, I was like, let me go back in the naked room. And I went in a hot tub for a little bit, and then I went in the steam room. So all these other ones were dry saunas.
Okay.
But this was a steam room,
all right.
Which is actually like the best place to be naked, because you really couldn't see what was going on with anybody. But I only brought one towel in, so then I had to sit on that towel so then everybody could see my penis still. Which, like, I was looking at...
They're not typically brightly lit.
No. This one, actually, like, the steam room kind of... You're thinking of, like, a dry sauna.
No, I'm thinking of a real steamy sauna.
I mean, this was, like, it didn't matter how lit it was. It was too steamy to see anything. But, like, some people I noticed were, like, sitting with the towel. That was the one we... So, like, some people were sitting with the towel, like, on their wiener so you couldn't see their wiener. But then it's like, but now your butts where a bunch of other butts have been.
How big is this towel that you couldn't sit on it and then...
No, it was like a pretty small towel. It's like a hand towel.
Really?
Yeah, because I also noticed when I was sitting in the hot tub, I noticed that the guy sitting across from me was sitting like only up to his like shins in the hot tub, and he had the longest balls I've ever seen on a man. He was just like, just spread eagle. I think he was just showing off, like, ever seen balls this long? So to not look at him too much, I was looking
you
at...
You covered him up with your towel?
I was looking at everybody else. No, then there was a guy, like, standing behind me that I think wanted to get in the hot tub. But he was just, like, staying behind me and making me super nervous because I was just like, if this guy wants to get in the hot tub, he can, like, move around. Like, why is he standing right behind me?
This sounds like a nice relaxing day at the spa tub.
Why is everybody trying to lock me in the oven and break my toes? And sneak up behind me.
Just move. If you want to go to the hot tub.
Show me their long balls. When you got out of the sauna, too, there was one of those, like flash dance style showers where you just like yank on a handle and it would release a bunch of cold water on you.
That's flash dance?
Yeah, that happens in flash dance.
I never saw flash dance. How old do you think I am?
But when I did that,
it's a movie for grown-ups.
When I did that coming out of the steam room, it felt amazing for half a second. And then I was like, I'm dying. Like, that was too drastic of a change from hot to cold. Yeah. Like, I'm going to pass out. No, but I noticed a lot of guys walking around with their towels like, no, this is just the way I walk. It's like you happen to walk with the towel just kind of covering up your wiener. Come on.
So maybe people
show us what you got. Show us that wiener. Tim, you wouldn't believe the variety of wieners I saw. All the way from, like, you should have a license for that thing to, like, I don't know if that guy has a wiener. I already told you about the really long balls. I didn't see that many variety of balls. I saw the really long balls and then, yeah, a bunch of regular balls.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can be our friend or something on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Pal Tim.
You can follow me at Tom Reynolds.
Hey, you want to support the show? There's several ways you can do it. Number one is through our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide.
Books a podcast. We're doing Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Blade Runner, baby.
Philip K. Dick.
By the Blade Runner.
Himself.
Yeah, it's a weekly
books
podcast. Yeah.
A book club.
Yeah.
It's Oprah's book club, but for the 21st century.
Yeah, but Oprah's on it, too.
She's on every week.
Yeah.
We should probably point that out more. I think we'd have more people sign up if they knew
that.
Yeah,
but like, look, if that's what's going to make people sign up, you should sign up because you want to sign up, not because Oprah's there. How else? You support, you could do your Amazon shopping, tcgte.com/Amazon takes you to the same Amazon that exploits its workers, but we get a little bit of a kickback, so do some shopping there, only if you were going to shop there anyway.
Yeah.
You might as well do some good and give us some of the money.
Right. It'll make you feel, hey, you have any guilt about shopping at Amazon? Do it through this website.
Yeah.
Do it through this
URL.
We
pledge to donate our cut to charity. Crossing my fingers.
Oh,
though.
I see.
How else can people support the show?
Take me to a sauna.
Yeah. go to Reddit.
Invite me to your local sauna.
What is it? Completeguide.reddit.com?
TCGTE.reddit.com.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. TCGTE.reddit.com. Write nice things about every episode.
Just for your ego? I mean, that doesn't do anything.
All right, give feedback.
Don't give feedback.
I want it to be a thriving community.
Okay.
For a minute, it was like, for a minute, it was bad. And people were just like overstepping bounds and like saying stuff. And then for a minute,
posting photoshops of you nude where it's like, no, why would his head be at that angle?
And after, I feel like after our Chicago show, Tom,
mm-hmm.
there was this influx of like people who were like talking to each other, and it was very nice, and It was a positive community, mm-hmm. and now I just feel like nobody goes there.
Maybe they went and started a community somewhere else.
Maybe they started listening to another fucking podcast. If you enjoy the show, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
No, why not?
It does a lot for the show.
It only costs a few dollars.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Hey. What? No, this just in. I'm hearing that it's free.
Oh, they've lowered the price for a limited time.
For a limited time, okay. It's free. So you don't have any interest in going to like a spa or a sauna? This place, you could buy a yearly pass for $3,000.
I don't want to.
There were also a lot of. I didn't hang out.
Ask me a fucking question and then started talking for 15 minutes.
No, because look, I want to also point this out to you because I forgot about it because I didn't really go in these rooms. But there were a few rooms that were just like big, dark rooms with like TVs with like, you know, the big game on the Super Bowl, past Super Bowls, not like football game or whatever. And just like huge plush leather chairs. And everybody in those rooms were just sleeping in those chairs.
Naked?
No.
Okay.
These were in the co-ed areas.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I kind of didn't. I assumed that it was just for like. Oh, I guess if you like live around here and yeah, maybe you come here a lot, that this might just be like a nice weekend thing of like, oh, I'm going to go like sit in a hot tub for an hour. Then I'm just going to go in that room and sleep on a lounge chair.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sleeping when like other people are around, though.
Does your question still stand, Tom?
Yeah. What's your question?
No, you asked it, and then you said this other whole thing.
Oh, would I go to a sauna again? Yeah, I think I would.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.